Jesus. Praise the Lord. God is good. So remain standing for just a moment, please. Now, we're getting reports that people are throwing up. Sorry, I'm just going to tell you the truth here. And that people are feeling bad. And that there's something going around. So, let's just take our flu shots right now. You ready? Here we go. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfies thy mouth with good things so that the youth is renewed like the eagles. If you agree with that, say amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. You may be seated. Thank you, Jesus. So, Father, we lift up Gladys tonight. We thank you for healing her body. We thank you for healing John in Jesus' name. We thank you for healing Amanda tonight in the name of Jesus. Amen. Praise the Lord. And all the people that didn't come tonight, where are they that sit right here? I mean, where are they? So Patty and all them are back there, but, you know, amen. Hey, Jess, where's the family? I mean, come on. Sunday. There's one back there. I'm kidding. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. So, you know, the Wednesday nights, that's what we call the diehard people. We just go for it. How many of you are study with the Strong's Concordance? Okay. How many of you like the book rather than the... Oh, yeah. Okay. How many of you like the book, but you don't have one? Okay. MJ, I saw you first, so here's your new Strong's Concordance. You're welcome. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. All right, let's open our Bibles to Philippians 4:4. Did y'all feel like you just wanted to quit after I gave y'all all of that stuff last Wednesday night? Did you like it? Praise the Lord. You know, Aramaic's important. And I know I loaded you down, but, language is important. And listen, that doesn't distract from the Greek interpretation. That's good. It's just when they were written and Jesus. So what they're doing is they're translating up. They translated up into Greek like they translated up into English. So, it's still all good. You just have to study. Show yourself approved. Amen. Praise the Lord. And Danny told me someone said that I said that the Bible contradicts itself. And so if I said that, I accidentally said it wrong. I do not think that in any way. So whoever you are that said it and ask her about it, just know that, I do not think that at all. What I meant to say was that Paul's writings and Jesus' words sound like they do, but they don't. It's simply that the Bible is written to three groups of people. So I don't know how that got out to that person like that, but they totally misunderstood me, or I just said it. I probably said it so quick it came out wrong. So I'll take the blame, but, and I'd like to ask you too, instead of telling Danny, if you would please just come and talk to me about it. I really would appreciate that because it would be between me and you and not you and Danny. Okay. So, praise the Lord. Okay, Philippians 4:4. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice. Let your gentleness be known to all men. The Lord is at hand. Be anxious for nothing, But in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Finally, brethren, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, and if there is anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things. So be anxious for nothing. But in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. So that's how you do it. When you're going to make requests, when you're going to be talking to the Lord and asking Him about some things, then what you want to do is you want to come to Him in supplication, yes, but in thanksgiving. So, you know, we're a few days away from Thanksgiving. I don't want to be a pastor that just preaches holidays, but Thanksgiving is not a holiday. Thanksgiving is a way of life. Amen. And so this is a good time of year because people are actually thinking about it, but I didn't want to come up with, quote, a sermon on the Sunday before and lay it out there and try to throw everything into it. So we're stretching it out this year. We're giving you what you need because you need to build your gratitude muscle. Amen. You just got to build that gratitude muscle because it's important. Now, Thanksgiving involves remembering and valuing. Remembering and valuing. We remember and we value what's been done for us and what's been given to us. So thankfulness is more than just good manners. You know, we teach our children, say thank you, but the truth is, it's way deeper than just saying thank you for a card you got or thank you because someone served you something. It's much deeper than that. It's actually the key to receiving. Now, this should be real big to you because this is a faith church. This should, and it should be real big to any Christian because you live by faith. When people understand what faith is, they understand they need to live by faith. And so this thanksgiving is a key to receiving. So it opens spiritual laws, I would say. When they gave thanks in the Bible, the glory came. Amen. We need to thank God specifically. You have to stop and think about it. You can't just go, oh yeah, praise the Lord. Just thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You have to think about it. And church, in case you don't know this, I believe you do, but there is a significant difference between thinking about what you can be thankful for and what you don't have. Uh-huh. Amen. Yeah. Praise the Lord. You get off on that and you kind of start getting in trouble there. So in the path of giving thanks is light. The devil wants you to gripe and complain. That's what he wants you to do. That's the path of darkness. And people get into these rhythms of complaining and don't even realize it. There are people who smile through their whole complaint. Yeah. Right, you can talk about something wonderful happened and you know that person who's sitting next to you, you're going, man, this is so cool. I'm so glad this happened. And that person sitting next to you will say, yeah, but. Yeah, but, and I'm like, you better get that butt out of here. Amen. Praise the Lord. Okay. We can think about the good things and we can talk about the good things. So, these spiritual laws open up. Now, understand this. Once again, the receiving heart is the thankful heart. Say that out loud with me. A receiving heart is a thankful heart. Amen. Thankful. So when you're grateful or you're thankful, there's nothing between your soul and the Savior. Amen. It's just clear. It's just clear right there. I've heard many times that people are sowing, but they're not receiving. They're not getting their harvest. I could tell you that is probably, I can give you the answer. It's thankfulness. It's thankfulness. Thankfulness works in and alongside faith. And we'll talk more about that as we go through this season. I don't know how much I'll get over on it tonight, but you'll get the picture of how thankfulness works in connection with faith. The ungrateful are like Korah over in Numbers. You remember Korah and his group? So, you know, they're the ones that got to complaining. they went out, they crossed the Red Sea, went out there, and then Korah starts wanting to be the lead guy while Moses is up in heaven, up on the mountain, on Mount Sinai. Remember that? And so he's fussing, and he gets all the other people fussing with him, and they're complaining, and they're griping, and why did he bring us out here, and can't believe this happened, and blah, blah, blah. And they're always finding something to complain about. And so there's actually, if you look into it, and it's Romans 1:20 through verse 22, it says, "For the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead." So it's saying this. You can look at nature and look at things that have been created and know there's a God. That's what that's saying. Okay. Because that, it says, so that they are without excuse. Okay. Because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened, professing themselves to be wise, they became fools. So, you know, we're smarter than God. I don't know why you did this. I don't know why you did this to me, God. You know, it's that kind of attitude. And so what we see is they're not thankful, and then their heart is darkened. And that's what happens to people. Church, just a little added thing here. What happens is we start forgetting. Yeah. That's why we start forgetting how good God's been to us. We start forgetting how good people have been to us. I've had a lot of experience in that with just this church of how we've been real good to people, and then they'll leave here and say, "Ah, they didn't do anything for us." You know, when we paid their way, did this, did that, and all they could remember is they might not like something one of us said, you know. But so, it's so easily how the dark part will bring people down so fast, and they forget all of the good. It's amazing to me, but we forget. That's why I'm trying to talk to you about building this muscle, so that it's a reaction with you. It's a reaction with you, like, isn't Jesus wonderful? You know, that's becoming a reaction with us. And so when you start doing this, oh, by the way, I just want to tell you, Chip's coming. Yeah, yeah. He sent a message through Claudia. And so he said, "Tell her that I'm coming." So, praise the Lord. So, he told her to send us a message, so she got to visit with him. So, praise the Lord. Okay, so, anyway, I'm thankful for that. So, but anyway, we need to get in this thing where, you know, we're covenant people, and covenant is about remembering. So, we want to remember to be thankful. And remember good things that people have done. There's a particular family. They're not here now. They're kin to some of the folks that go here. But long time ago, we were sitting at a restaurant, and they were broke. They had nothing. And me and Deb gave them $100. And you would have thought we gave them the world. But whatever that $100 did, it changed your life. You know who I'm talking about? It changed their life. They were, to this day, they love me and Deb, and they're grateful just because we reached out to them in that moment. And by the way, they're very successful people now. And so, but it stirred them up. They didn't forget. They didn't forget. It's amazing how there are people that don't forget. You remember Dean and Elaine? Yeah. Dean Elaine Brown? So their little girl, who's not a little girl anymore, she came in here and brought her little girl before her little girl went off on a mission trip. Yeah. And she never forgets us. She said, "I couldn't send my little girl overseas without bringing her over here and letting y'all touch her." Isn't that beautiful? She didn't forget. We don't forget. I'm never going to forget what John Holler did for me. Never. I'm never going to forget what Brother Copeland did for me. I'm just not going to. Praise the Lord. And so, and we could go on and on with that list. And I know you have people that you're grateful for. So, this should just be our attitude. I will not insult my God. I'm not going to vacillate between light and dark. There should be no complaining and always thanksgiving. Ungratefulness aligns with the darkness, and I don't want to be a part of that. Griping is not light. Thankfulness brings light, and then more light. Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen. So thankfulness has everything to do with humility and respect. Mm-hmm. Well, why humility? Because a lot of times we feel entitled. We feel like there's a certain entitlement that we ought to have, that we, you know, that we should, well, you know, they owe me that. They owe me that. Really? Okay, so I'm going to leave that alone. Okay, so now just remember this. Let me tell you this. What you respect will come to you. What you disrespect will go away from you. That's true with anything in here. There are people who say, that prosperity message, they just want our money. Don't worry, honey, you're not going to have any. And we don't want your money. We want you to have something. But see, people that hate stuff like that, they get off on the wrong track, and they don't respect what the will of God is, and it costs them later. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Okay, so here's something else too. You cannot fail without your consent. Amen. And you cannot succeed without your participation. Amen. So participate in thanksgiving. Thank him all day long for everything. Remember we talked about on Sunday how you could set your phone and you could just stop every few hours and say, hey, thank you, Lord. Thanks, Lord. I really appreciate what you're doing. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Just, I mean, you can go outside. I don't know. Some of y'all may live here in the city that you can't tell, but out where we live, the skies could get pretty black, except over, it does, doesn't it? A little bit over the Austin area, you can see a little light, but it gets pretty black, and it's just so beautiful to look at the stars out there and all of Elon Musk's satellites too, but praise the Lord. Anyway. Hey, he's doing a good job for the world. Everyone will see Jesus step down on the earth. Amen. Okay, so you have to participate in this. So participate in thanksgiving. Participate in it. Life is about participation. You're not supposed to sit in the corner on the playground. You're supposed to fellowship with all the kids. Jump rope with them. Play on swings. Whatever. Isn't that what you were taught when you were little? Go on over there. Don't sit in the corner. You know, Deb hid behind the piano in kindergarten. Can you believe that? Deb, the actress, the singer, you know, she actually hid behind the piano and was real shy. But one day, they were trying to teach somebody a song. And she knew it. And she went, no, 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 no. And she stepped out from the piano and she's never gone back. But you know, sometimes you have to take that, say, hey, this is going to preach good. You have to step out from behind that piano and go ahead and do what you know to do and be a part of things. Yeah. Amen. You have to participate. So you have to do that with your thankfulness. Yeah. Go ahead and participate with everybody who's thankful, and we're going to see some things today and some things on Sunday that actually happen when you are thankful. And I want to say this to you. We talked about the lepers on Sunday, remember? Okay, so 10 lepers were cleansed. Mm-hmm. One glorified God. Mm-hmm. He was cleansed, but he wasn't just cleansed, he's made whole. So that word sozo, that's not cleansed. The other one, he was cleansed of leprosy, but Jesus said he was made whole. Yeah. So he came into life. Right. He came into a brighter place. Now here's my point. It's real easy. There's more for the thankful. Yeah. There's more for the thankful. Yeah. I've told you this thousands of times, but God is a checker player. Mm-hmm. Brother Hagin taught us that. He's a checker player. He made the first move, always. Always. He loved you. He's done things for you. He gave you Jesus. But then when he puts something out there and invites you, you have to respond to it. And then he responds. Well, when he shows you by hope, when you can see something and your hope rises up and you're headed toward your faith, right? When he shows you something like that and you latch on to that, You start moving in his direction, he'll start moving with you. You end up faithing something, and then you end up, I'm preaching Sunday's message. You end up faithing something, and then, yeah, I'm just going to have to go ahead and do it. When you faith in something, pick something. Somebody pick something you're faithing in. Come on. A car? Just a car? Okay. So let's say you needed a car. You put your faith out there. You've sown your seed. You've gotten a word from the Lord. You know you're supposed to get a new car. So you pick out the one you want. You're ready. Lord, you want me to have this car. And you believe you receive it. So you step out in faith. Then the next part is thanksgiving. Because if you do not give him thanks for that because you have it, you're not in faith. If you want your healing, you don't keep going, Lord, will you heal me? 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 You believe you receive it, and then you start thanking God for your healing. Because why? Because you believe you have it. So when you're thankful, you believe you have it already. Does that make sense? We'll talk about it again on Sunday. I'll lay it out a little clearer, but I got to go on with this because this is pretty good too. Now, so there's more for the thankful. There's more for those who have an attitude of gratitude. Now, I really like this one. I want to show you something. Show your gratefulness by celebrating. Okay? Listen to this scripture. This is Jeremiah 30:19. And out of them shall proceed thanksgiving, and the voice of them that make merry. And I will multiply them, and they shall not be few. I will also glorify them, and they shall not be small. So instead of looking for what might be wrong, we get thankful, we make merry, and we multiply, which is what we did with that river song. That was fun.
Yes.
Amen. So what does it mean to make merry? It means to sing and praise and celebrate. Have a party. Be thankful. It means being thankful with action. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. There's a lot of thankful songs, right? There's a lot of joy songs. There's a lot of celebration songs. Praise the Lord. So, but look what happens. When they sang, it said he would multiply them. When they celebrated, he multiplies. Okay? Now, increase comes, honor comes, and you will not be seen as unimportant or insignificant. That's what he's saying in these scriptures. As you praise, are y'all looking at it? Okay. So you shall not be small. Translation, you will not be insignificant. You're going to be honored. So when you worship God, you'll be honored. When you're thankful, you'll be honored. What did I tell you? It opens spiritual doors.
Yeah.
And so when you're flowing in thankfulness, God can get to you with this favor. He can get to you with all that he has. And then it brings you up socially, financially, spiritually. Everything starts happening to you when you're thankful and when you're praising God. Amen. Actually, if we're going to get technical, in Hebrew, thankfulness and praise are the same thing. You yada. Amen. Praise the Lord. So you see the these are your yods, right? So you yada. Okay. So and listen, if you don't like this, if this brings you a problem, I'm looking around and nobody in here even thinks that because you do this. This means I'm in covenant.
That's right.
I'm in covenant. Okay. That was free. Praise the Lord. Okay. So you praise God, you celebrate, then comes increase, then comes honor, then significance comes. And this is what happens when you're grateful. Now, how many of you were cheerleaders in high school? How many of you are in any college, anything? Junior high? Okay. How many of you dated cheerleaders? How many of you are married to a cheerleader? Okay. See all of them? Okay. See all of the cheerleaders. Got it? Okay. Hi, Larry. Praise the Lord. Your honey looked lonely up here, so. Hey, we're family. I can stop and talk to Larry. He's my neighbor. Okay. So, you saw the cheerleaders now. Danny was a cheerleader. Was Amanda a cheerleader? Amanda was a cheerleader. Were you a cheerleader? You were a cheerleader and you were a cheerleader. Anybody, who else? You were a cheerleader. You were a cheerleader. Look at all the cheerleaders in here. Okay. Now. And the girls, all the girls in the school, all the, they're all cheerleaders. Jesse, Wesley, Nina, and Paisley's a cheerleader, right? Okay. Now, let me ask you this question. How many gripe leaders do we have here tonight? That's a legit question, isn't it? How many gripe leaders do we have? Do we have any gripe? Nobody's raising their hand. We don't have any gripe leaders here. So it's not going to be, okay, it's going to be, well, I can't cuss, so I'm not going to. Well, but, whatever, you know. But people like to lead in griping. They'll start it with you. They'll start it with you in the grocery store. Right there at the counter. Man, these prices sure have gone up. It's hot. I want it to get cold so I could gripe about being cold. I had someone say to me recently, I was talking to him about complaining, just chatting, you know. And the person actually said to me, well, I do complain. And it, like they enjoyed it. And they probably do. And then they said, but I'm also very thankful to God. Well, now wait a minute. That doesn't work. It doesn't work. Being grateful works. You don't want to be half in the dark and half in the light. You don't want to be a cheerleader and a gripe leader. So, hey guys, you remind your cheerleader wives that they're cheerleaders. They're not gripe leaders.
That's so good.
Praise the Lord. No gripe leaders here, Lord. You saw it. Now, so here's the thing. I heard Joyce Meyer say this 20 years ago. 20 years ago. Love Joyce. She said, when you complain, you lose the grace to do whatever it is you're doing. You lose the grace. The grace, you know, grace is a force. Grace empowers you, but when you begin to gripe about it, when you begin to gripe about it, when you begin to play it, complain about it, all of a sudden, it gets worse. Have you ever noticed that? The stuff will just get worse. And then here, and you have those people who will chime in with you. They do love it. Complaining is a big deal.
Yes, ma'am.
Especially politics. It's off the charts. Amen. But we really don't have to go there. Isn't Jesus wonderful?
Yeah.
We could just, you know, we could stay out of the black dot. Amen. Is this okay so far?
Oh, yeah.
Cheerleaders loving it? Okay. So now Cora was a gripe leader. And Israel, they actually didn't move forward either because they thought they were grasshoppers. And they complained about the giants in the land. Now they're walking out of there with grapes as big as your head. They're looking at this fertile land. They're looking at this beautiful stuff. And yet they're going, oh no, giants. They should have remembered who they were. And two did, Joshua and Caleb, because they were cheerleaders. Amen. They were saying, are the giants going to win this game? Do they still do that cheer? Probably not, because I think you have to cuss to do it, don't you? Heck no. How does it go? Heck no. Is that what it says?
H-E-double-L.
Okay, see, I told you it was. Praise the Lord. It's not a bad cuss word. There really is a hell, okay? We've got to take this out of the tape, please. Cut that out. Reel it back in. As y'all can see, I was not a cheerleader, but I'm not a gripe leader. I refuse to be. Okay, and I don't want to be Cora either. You know, they get out there, and they've got the manna and the quail. First they're griping about the manna, and then they're griping about the manna burgers. You know? Right? You know, they were. He gave them quail, and then they're griping about that, and then they're going, nothing's right. We don't want to be those people. Now, it just seems to me that it is the determined that get what they're seeking. Have you ever noticed that? It's the determined that get what they're seeking. So we can see that with the people who were asking Jesus for miracles. They were determined. They were like, I mean, think of the Syrophoenician woman. Yes, Lord, but the dogs, blah, blah, right? And then the woman with the issue of blood, she's crawling through the crowd. And then lepers. Let's think about the lepers, y'all. What about the lepers? They were coming in, they were breaking the law.
Yes.
But they took a chance. So they're determined.
Yeah.
So you could just go through the list. And I mean, Jairus is a leader of the synagogue, but he's coming in to get Jesus. I mean, you say there, it's all these determined people. Jesus, son of David, hesed me. Blind Bartimaeus. You can see all of them. They're determined.
Yeah.
Church, some determination would really help us.
Yeah.
If we would be determined, we would get over some humps big time. And one of the things we should be determined about is building this muscle of gratitude.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you for it, Lord. And they didn't have any kind of entitlement attitude either.
Mm-mm.
Well, you should do that for me because, after all, I've cleaned the church for 15 years. Well, you should do that to me. Do that for me because I've been the Sunday school teacher for the... No, no. You didn't earn it. God gives it to you. And when you get a gift, you say, thank you. Say thank you every day. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Now, as we're closing up tonight, I want to just mention one more thing to you, and we'll talk more about these things, and I promise I'll stay away from cheerleading from now on, so. So, here's something we can really, really be thankful for. God's will never changes. God's will never changes. So it's interesting how Christian people treat the will of God. They pray, if it be thy will, heal me. But that's not Bible. It already said it was his will. We just read it in Psalm 103, didn't we? That it said he was the healer. Now, we know if we go to Isaiah 53, we see what Jesus did to bring our healing. We see in Peter that it said by his stripes we were healed. And we see in John that he said, I wish above all things that you prosper and be in health as your soul prospers. So we see God's will there. And we could go on and on with what is the will of God. You know, and then religious people will throw up Job and Paul's thorn, which if you go read those, you're going to find out that they're both attacked by Satan and that God didn't do it. God's will is to heal. So notice that nobody prays this. Lord, if it be your will, I won't kill anyone today. Lord, if it be your will, I won't bear false witness today. Lord, if it be your will, I will not covet another person's spouse today. Now, why not? Because we already know that all of those things are God's will.
Yeah.
So there's no need for us to ask. We're not going to do that because it's not God's will. So we don't have to go, if it be thy will, when we know the will, because the will is in the Word. The Word is God's will. His will is the word. And he said that by the beating Jesus took, you are healed. And some of you in here need to take it right now. Amen. Jesus' name. You're healed in Jesus' name. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. So this is something we can really be grateful for. Praise the Lord. God's word is God's will. Thank you for that, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. So it takes faith to receive that. Thankfulness is a sign that you're in faith. We just talked about that a little bit too. Aren't you thankful that you know God's will? I mean, you could be sitting anywhere tonight where they're telling you, I was just listening to a guy who was a famous preacher from Rhema, and he said he went overseas and he was preaching to all these about 300 preachers, and that they all came. Nobody brought their Bibles. They're all sitting there, and there's two older guys there, and when he was going to get up and preach. Well, he did get up and preach, and he preached about healing because that's his part in the service that they came over. That was his part to do. So he said, when it was over, the oldest man there stood up and said, excuse me. We thought y'all were going to come over here and teach us how to multiply the people in our church, grow our churches bigger. And so we don't really believe anything that man said. And so, we don't want him to talk about it anymore. And so he walked off the stage and talked to his leader that brought him, and he said, I'm just going to have to ignore what that man says because God gave me this as an assignment. Mm-hmm. He says, I'm not going to be vengeful toward him or defensive, but I just need to keep preaching the word. And so in the next service, 85% of the pastors walked in there with their Bibles. They're taking notes. They're reading, except for these two older men. Well, these two older men were, quote, the leaders of all of them. They didn't want anyone to steal their place, see? They didn't want to be wrong about anything. So the next night, 90% of them came. They all had their Bibles. They all had everything. And they all came down for healing, prayer. And they all got healed. Everybody got healed in the meeting, except for guess who? The two old men. And they refused to move off. He proved to them by the word of God what God's will was. And they still wouldn't move off their religion. What is their tradition? What does the word say? It says there's one thing. Tradition makes the word of God of no effect. If you won't let go of your tradition, if you won't let go of grandma taught it and I bought it, if you won't let go, and if you'll go and search the scriptures for yourself, he made it so plain that they could see it. They read it. They took notes. They believed it, and they all got healed. Yeah. Now, that's some good stuff.
It is.
So I thank God. I'm so grateful. I'm so thankful that we know that about the word. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Lord, we bless you tonight. We praise you. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord. That we can be thankful for good teaching and cheerleaders instead of gripe leaders. We thank you, Lord, that all this month we can just strengthen our thankful muscle in Jesus' name. And we thank you that it's going to open spiritual doors. We are going to increase, and we are going to be significant in every way in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise the Lord. Let's receive our offering. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. God is good. Y'all all right? Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. All right, if you'd like to give online, if you'd give the text to BCHL and the amount you want to give to 73256, click the link and complete your gift. That's one of the easiest ways to give. You can also give online. You can give on the webpage. And the instructions are there. You can give by check. You can give by envelope. Whatever you choose to do, we receive it. And we'll have record of it. And one of the things I love about the system we use is you can go on there and see what you've given all year long. You don't just have to get something on in January, before January 31st. You can actually go and see what you're doing. I appreciate that. I also appreciate the one who takes care of that. And I think she's in the kids' church tonight. But thank God for Danny. Amen. Come on, serve the people. Father, we love you and we praise you and we thank God for the giver and the tither. We thank you, Lord, that the windows of heaven are open. We thank you that our people are blessed financially in Jesus' name.
Yes.
We thank you, Lord, that the giver receives back good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, shall men give into their pockets in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. So we have our Feed the Firemen's coming up. And Deb and Art and their team are getting that all together. And it looks like it's going to be really good. We've actually hired the lady from
Art of the Meal.
Art of the Meal. And she's real excited to do this. And it looks like the food's going to be really good. And so they've got all that arranged. So if you want to sign up to help with that or bring a dessert, we're going to feed the firemen, the EMS,
the police department.
The Life Flight people, all of those people get something. They're going to be working the day that we're celebrating, so we're going to feed them. Amen. We've done this every year for, I don't know, maybe 15, 20 years. I don't know, a long time. And we're happy to do it. Amen.
Amen.
And so we also,
They are so grateful too.
Are they?
Oh.
Praise the Lord. I saw your picture where you delivered some of it. You were a shining example of the body of Christ.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. God is good. Thank you, Jesus. Let's see. Any other announcements? We're going to decorate the church, which is, I'm the team leader on that this year. And, we're going to decorate it on December the 1st on a Friday night at 6:30 if you'd like to come help decorate the church. And so it's real quick. I mean, we do it like in an hour and a half. And it's decorated, and we already have some people who volunteered, so if you want to come help with that. And then I don't have Danny to tell me what to do, so let's stand up. Praise the Lord. I think we can probably handle everything else on Sunday. Praise God. We're good? Are we clear? Can you think of anything?
Is there a Better Together coming up?
No, we just did it. Yeah, praise the Lord. Okay. So we say Gladys is healed, Amanda's healed, John is healed,
yep.
All the children are healed, you're healed in Jesus' name.
Yep.
No more symptoms in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you for it, Lord. All right. Father, we thank you that we're the head and not the tail, above only and not beneath. Blessing is overtaking us today. We're blessed in the city. We're blessed in the field. Everything we put our hands to do prospers. And Father dear, as we go out of here, we thank you that we are no longer victims, but victors in Jesus' name.